we can go back on the record. So it's been, let me first ask Mr. Strong, we're going to set two meeting dates, one for Monday, October 24th, and the second for Wednesday, October 26th. Are both of those good for you?
They are. And one thought that just occurred to me, I think we had provided a time extension letter for holding the first hearing, which I think got us partway into October.
It was to November 11th. It was one of the board exhibits.
Okay, to November, okay.
Yeah, so I was going to ask you, once we set it up, you know, on the record, that you would grant us an extension to the end of October.
Right, absolutely. I just wanted to do that on the record, so you're ahead of me.
All right, good. Well, let me officially ask you, if we do schedule those two dates, you're willing to grant us an extension to hold the initial hearing until the October 31st, 2022?
Yes, on behalf of the applicant, we agreed to that on the record.
Thank you. And is the board happy with those two dates?
Yes.
And we're going to start at 6? We'll start both hearings at 6 to make sure we get through them.
Can you repeat those dates, please?
Yes. So 6 o'clock, this room, Monday, October 24th. And Wednesday, October 26th, if necessary, and in my opinion of doing these things for 20 years, it will be necessary. That being said, there's only one other thing I just want to point out, Mr. Crist. Exhibit B12 is actually a list of the properties that did receive mailings from this.
I would ask you to take a poll of all the people here in the area. How many of them have got a letter?
Well,
nobody that I know of has.
Unlike zoning, it's not a 500-foot radius. I believe the requirement is abutting properties, and that's who I believe the township mailed. We will be doing a new mailing as part of the new hearing date, and we will double-check to make sure all the property owners that are required to be notified by mail are notified by mail. So we will double check that, but we did send out letters the first time around.
Can we make sure that in our weekly, I don't know how many people have signed up for the weekly email news, but maybe we could put those dates that could be sent out in the next couple of weekly news so that more people than just the abutting property owners are made aware of it? I think that's the, I don't know how much more notice we can give widespread than that. I don't know a better vehicle for it. But we do appreciate everybody being here. These hearings are awfully important for us to hear exactly what you have to say. So I'm sure that you were well prepared tonight. I'm sorry that it didn't happen tonight. But make sure if you intend to speak either on the 24th or the 26th that we're going to have to do what we normally do with public comment. We're going to put some kind of time parameter for every speaker so that everyone gets to speak. So think through the points that you want to make and, you know, see if you can make them in 3 or 4 minutes from the podium, because my sense is there are going to be a lot of people that want an opportunity to speak. We want to hear from everybody, so we have to balance hearing from everybody and moving everybody up to the podium and then back into the audience, because there are also going to be a lot of testimony. So we're excited that you're all here. It makes it a lot easier for us, whether you realize it or not, when people are here and voice their opinions, because it gives us immediate feedback into the concerns of the folks that live in the community, regardless of whether you abut this project or not. So good news is that you're here, and maybe we'll have even more people at the next at the actual hearings when they take place. But I am sorry on behalf of everybody in the room that we didn't get it done tonight, because I appreciate you came out from your homes and you spent some time here with us. Yes?
Where can we get complete set of engineering drawings to see how our properties might be impacted?
Yeah.
Contact me.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It should be, and that's important for you to see. It's important for us to see as well.
Can you state your name? Yeah.
My name's Annette
Mead,
M-E-A-N-S. Thank you.
Yeah, this is most important. This process is all designed to be transparent. It's very hard for all of us to make sure that it's always, that every hearing and meeting is as transparent as everybody would like it to be. But we want them to be transparent. And in this particular case, we have had the applicant come many months ago to speak publicly about the project before they filed anything, so we could get this into the news, right? So people would start hearing about what was going on, because what we'd like to prevent is, you know, a plan comes before us and nobody's heard about it, and we're making decisions before we even get to hear from residents in the community. Usually we get lots of emails before these kinds of hearings, and it's helpful to us. So, you know, we'll do our very best to make sure that we get everybody in, and that's why we set the two dates. But we appreciate it. I do really appreciate it. I speak for everybody. We appreciate you're here. We encourage you to bring other people, too, if they intend to speak or if they just want to watch. So with that, is there anything anybody else needs to state on the record? I meant just from us, but do you have something? Is it?
Yeah, I can't make the 24th meeting, but I'm definitely here the 26th. So you're definitely going to have the two meetings for
sure. They'll definitely both be scheduled. And it sounds like we will probably need the second meeting, like it'll bleed into the second meeting. I don't think you're going to risk not being heard. But if everything went really fast for some reason, I mean, it's scheduled, the first one is going to be scheduled for that Monday. We're going to allot how much time? 3 hours? I mean, do we put a limit or start it at 6?
I would suggest we wrap it up no later than 10. Basically, you know, my recommendation is once we get past 9:30, we look for a good breaking point.
Are residents allowed to put written comments on the record if they can't be here? So, like, for instance, if someone can't make the 24th or the 26th, may they submit written testimony?
They certainly, yeah, that's a normal course of business that they could submit their comments written in, and we can just make them a board exhibit.
Okay.
Sir, what was your name again?
Ronald
Wilberg.
I'll take this last question.
Just one quick question in regards to the process for the approval of parties. So we have now jumped ahead saying we're going to move to the 24th. When will everyone who stood up be notified of the approval or not approval as being the party? Because we want that opportunity to be able to ask questions, not just provide comments.
At the very beginning of the hearing on the 24th, the first thing we do will be decide on who's a party and who's not.
Okay, so there's no possible way to, from a process perspective, to do that in the month that we have until that?
It's something that has to happen on the record.
Okay, what we're here and we have all this time.
Yeah, yes, I know. The applicant has requested a little time to research each of you, because the applicant has the right to ask you questions to determine whether or not you have a right to be a party, and we granted him that right, which is, you know, normal. And of course, in this situation, it's normal. Mr. Miller, my recommendation to you is come, assuming you're going to be a party, and, you know, be prepared to ask your questions and that sort of thing. Yeah, unfortunately, yeah, as we're set up now, that's the way we're going to do it, and that's really the quickest we can do it.
Thank you. A good question. That was an excellent question. So
that was Mr. Miller.
Is there anybody else on the board or Mr. Emmerich? Anything else we need to place on the record? Is our business then, Mr. Peter?
Peter.
Peter, I know. It's fine. Is our business concluded so we can...
Close the hearing for the night, and it's being continued to October 24th, 2022. And I'll echo the chair's comments. Thank you very much for coming, and we hope to see you again in a month.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you, everyone.